Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, a rain or snow shower possible early, then mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 33. Gusty winds in southeast Wisconsin overnight led to a lot of power problems for what We Energy says was a revised figure of about 15,000 customers, double an earlier estimate. WRJN News Director Tom Carco has more.
Repair crews went from location to location fixing problems caused by trees or tree branches. Spokesman Brian Matthews says that a fallen branch caused one of the big problems on the northeast side of Racine along 3 Mile Road between Main Street and Douglas Avenue. That affected about 1,300 customers. The National Weather Service indicates the peak wind gust in Racine, 56 miles an hour, just after 11 o'clock last night at 51 miles per hour. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The unemployment rate went up in 29 of Wisconsin's 32 largest cities, as well as in every county for November, except for Beloit, which had a decline, 0.1% from October. The State Department of Workforce Development says Racine topped the list of cities at 6.1% versus 5.8% in October, but lower than the 7.6% of a year ago. Kenosha's November jobless figure was 5.2%, versus 4.9 a month earlier, and Milwaukee went from 5.6 to 5.8%. Caledonia's November jobless rate was 4.4%, with 5.8 in Mount Pleasant and 3.5% in Oak Creek. Fitchburg, Madison, and Sun Prairie had the lowest unemployment rates, each at 2.9%. Local and minority hiring goals and achievements so far on Racine Unified's three major school projects are not being met in some instances, according to general contractor Riley Construction, with less than 10% of the overall work completed. During the school board meeting this week, Barb Riley said at 35% of the project goals, minority contractor hirings are falling short. She indicated they still want to meet goals for minority and local resident labor hours in the project.
We are looking to meet with unions again to see if we can get them to be more flexible or be a different type of a partner. And we've also got some collaborative partners, some local pastors that are assisting with us on trying to place pre-apprentice graduates. And so we continue to forge ahead.
The Racine School Board will get construction updates in March, June, and December of next year. Within the span of just a few minutes this morning, about 9 o'clock, Kenosha police were called to an armed robbery of the Subway sandwich shop near 30th Avenue and Washington Road. A white male wearing sunglasses, a face covering, and brandishing a knife got away with the register currency drawer. Paris, Bristol, and Salem firefighters were dispatched to the 17500 block of Highway 50 in front of Bristol Oaks for a semi-truck cab on fire. Several 911 calls were received, and a first responder reported the engine was consumed by flames. And a turning car struck a city bus at Washington Avenue and Valley Drive in Racine, sending the driver of the citizen vehicle to the hospital with a left knee injury and resulting in medical attention by paramedics for two passengers on the bus. In Kenosha County, a Bristol family's holiday decoration caught fire because Elf on a Shelf was too close to a light bulb in their home in the 8400 block of Highway MB. Bristol Fire Chief John Niederer says the family smelled something burning and found the source prior to crews arriving. But it's a good reminder to be careful, especially this time of year.
Absolutely. I think you want to make sure that your decorations are, you know, they're plugged in properly. You're not overloading circuits. You want to make sure that anything that is burnable, is away from any lights that are causing heat to be given off.
The elf decoration had to be replaced because of the damage. The Wisconsin Badgers arrive in San Diego today in advance of next Wednesday's matchup with the USC Trojans in the 38th annual Holiday Bowl at Qualcomm Stadium. Game officials say the Trojans are set to arrive in San Diego Saturday. On tap for the Badgers are a visit to SeaWorld Sunday and a tour of the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt on Monday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.